good evening, friends. How are you all doing? Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Getting ready for the new year, bringing it in here in a few days. This is CA on iHeartRadio. I'm doing a very special gospel edition today, this evening, up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. What I'm going to be playing is I got a Ben Spear song I'm going to play, the first one. Then we're going to have some Spear music, gospel music, along with some Wills music mixed in. And I hope you guys really enjoy that. I want to speak to you just a moment before we get started. Are you having one of those deals where you might be having a blue Christmas? Christmas is already bypassed and you're going through maybe the state of depression. Maybe you're losing a loved one. Whether it be whatever might have happened earlier this year or maybe COVID related. You're not alone. I want you to always know that God's with you. As you listen briefly to this meditation music of just you and Christ right now, maybe you're sitting on the recliner kicked back with a cup of coffee or maybe some iced tea or just reminiscing on the good times. There's going to be brighter days ahead. I want you to always remember that. And you definitely came to the right station. We're here to make things positive for you. And in 2021, we are going to make things positive for you. That's a guarantee. We're never going to charge for this either. I want you to be a part of our family. Enjoy us on our Facebook page. Like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Also, you can Facebook message me anytime and I will respond back. Also, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Jesus loves you. Don't ever forget that, okay? I want you guys to always remember that. Just a little bit of meditating music. Stand by one moment before we get kicked off. PSA announcement. That's right, our main one, iHeartRadio. I love my listeners. Now, first song I want to play, you guys are going to like. I played that during Christmas time. And you're like, oh no, you're going to play another one like you did on Christmas time? This song is Ben Spear sings it. I couldn't think of anybody wonderful enough that would even sing this the way he does. He puts his whole heart and soul into this. Let me give you a little history on Ben Spear. I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Ben Spear. He is part of the late Spear family, which you'll be hearing some of their gospel music. Ben, it was the younger brother of Papa Spear and him and his wife and their wives. And later, Ben remarried and he married a lady by the name of Rebecca Spears. They were married, I think, maybe 2 or 3 years. You can also follow Rebecca on Facebook. She reminisces a lot on her husband. She's also a gospel or Christian gospel, if you want to call it that, recording artist. She's very good. And we may try to spotlight her sometime when we can. All right, let's kick it off. I want to kick it off with Ben Spear, Beautiful Star. Only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show Special Edition.
Stop.
Boy, I tell you, couldn't that Ben Spear sing? I love that beautiful star of Bethlehem. I feel like I'm in church. Oh, the good old days. I wish churches would go back to that. All right, now we're going to play one from the Spear family. Daddy Spear, it's called Dad Spear's Melody. Enjoy. Special edition gospel, CA on iHeartRadio. Here we go.
Open up my eyes.
Amen. Boy, that was back in the 70s when that song was sung. And that was I Must Tell Jesus. You tell me how many times you hear that at churches, hint, hint. At a lot of churches that I know of and all across the world. I hope that music directors are listening to that or whatever you call them, the song directors. I just go date myself way back. I Must Tell Jesus. Isn't it nice to dust off the hymn rolls ever so often? I don't understand churches, but I'll get off my high horse on that one. But anyway, I've got one more on a Spear song. Then we're going to flip over to a Goodman. I forgot to tell you, we're going to play some Goodman music as well. This one's called Going Home by the Spears.
Child, why do you roam? I gave my heart to Jesus, now go going home. I'm going home,
Amen, Going Home by the Spears. We may play another song a little later, but before I play the Goodman, some of their music, let me reflect back also with the Papa Spear and family. It was his nickname. One time, I was at one of our Baptist churches that I used to go to. I saw him at the Baptist church. I saw him at Nazarene churches. What they would do is they would actually hop in their tour bus, and one of the nicest people that you could ever run into. I've seen a lot of nice people, but these guys were just down-to-earth people, you know. And one thing I remember back in the 70s when I was a new Christian and I accepted Christ into my heart at age 6 years old, I remember one time coming up to old Papa Spear after he got through singing at one of the Baptist churches when my dad was a... this was probably 6 years after I had gotten saved at the on being a bus captain when my dad was a bus captain. And I remember him doing a... they were doing their gospel music. And it was on a Sunday night because they did even Sunday morning or Sunday night. And I told him, I shared my testimony. I kind of walked over there and started talking to him. And of course, that's been when they were selling their cassettes back then. Or let me even date myself way back. 8-track cassette tapes. How about that? 8-track cassettes. You don't even see those anymore. If you do, you really know you're getting old, don't you? So, but anyway, Papa Spear said, come over here in my coat pocket, young man. I said, okay. And I stuck my hand in there. I was about 12 years old. Pulled it out as one of those caramels. He loved caramels. He told me every time after he got through singing, he said his mouth would get so dry that he said that his mouth would get so dry that he had to have one of those caramels. You know what I'm talking about, little caramel hard candies that you kind of suck on. So I said, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Anyway, those are good memories. All right. This one is called The Eastern Gate, Verstel and Harry, The Eastern Gate, The Goodmans. Enjoy.
Faithful pilgrim, yet so small, he can live in the heart of a man. He's a mystery, a great mystery, but oh, so true that there's nothing
that my
Burstall and Harry Goodman. Oh, I just wanted to play a few songs on that. Now, the last group I'm going to play for you guys on the Gospel Evening Edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, please feel free to put your comments on there or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, this next group is called the Wills Family. I actually knew them too as well. I date that back in my days of going, being part of the Baptist denomination. Back then, if you keep in mind, back then in the early years, it was all about the denomination. Now, some of the old timers, it still may be all about the denomination. Well, our culture has changed. Times have changed. Music has changed. Thank God we still got some of the old songs that people like me and other stations play to keep you guys enthused and learn even more and more about Jesus by being touched by these special old songs. I really wish churches would get back to that, and I'm stepping on a lot of my pastor friends' toes out there. But anyway, a lot of these guys have gone on to be with the Lord, the Spears. Majority of the Spears family I know has for sure, and the Wills family has. But there's other groups that are good just as well as their generations of their families. So, but anyway, this next group is called the Wills family. I date them back to 1970. Now, the deal is with them was if the Spears wasn't playing in town, you could always count on this group, the Wills family. So I'm going to kick this one off with Oh, What a Friend and by the Wills family. These are great music. Y'all enjoy. Amen. Now, some of you guys are kind of like, okay, you went from the Spear CA to the Goodmans, and we don't know much about the Wills, the younger generation. That's okay, but I'm playing it for the old timers. Okay, there was just a couple of those songs I wanted to play. Now, in closing, I have got a song that you guys are going to like. We cannot close it out without the great Vestal Goodman. She touched a lot of hearts. Sadly, Harry went on before she did, but they sure had a heart and a love for Jesus Christ. Over 50 years of marriage. You know, I think of them. I think of my grandparents being married for 50 years. Vestal Goodman, I Must Tell Jesus. Closing it out after this on special edition of the Gospel Hour. Amen. And Jesus can help you in situations whether it just seems like there's no hope, because there is hope, and there's hope in the Lord. And I'm going to say a prayer with you guys with no music, and just want you to know that CA on iHeartRadio is thinking about you guys. And my thoughts and prayers are with every single one of you. Dear Jesus, thank you so much as we get ready to close out 2020 here in the next few days. Pray you be with each and every one of us. Watch over God and protect us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a great day. This is CA on iHeartRadio signing off. We will talk to you soon. Bye for now.